So good morning, Moxie brothers and sisters, and welcome to the Morning Cup of Moxie, otherwise also known as the Cheryl and Donna show. So cheers to our Morning Cup of Moxie, little motivation for your week. And today is a super special day because it is Donna's birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Donna. Happy birthday to you. Okay, so I'm a terrible friend. I didn't send you a card. I'm sorry.
No worries. Just being here with you was my birthday gift.
Oh, thanks.
So good morning, Moxie sisters. How are y'all doing today?
So as I'm trying to watch to see who comments, but I'm not sure I can. So anyway, watch live video. Let's see if this works.
No worries. Just being here with you. It's my birthday.
Okay, we don't need that sound. how about?
How are y'all doing?
How about I not do that? Okay. Again, with the technology. What'd you say?
Technical difficulties.
Yeah, that's all right. It's mostly me. It's the operator. So anyway, I'm going to just kind of close that window so it's not distracting me. Today I thought it would be fun to start thinking about a new year, which I always love to look at as kind of a clean slate, like possibilities that we can't even fathom yet. And, you know, just the excitement that despite circumstances of any year, there are new possibilities. Like it's kind of a renewed hope. And what we have to watch out for is the saboteur, because the enemy loves to kind of like get in there and put doubt in your mind and so forth. But Donna, with your embarking upon a new year, a new trip around the sun, do you spend some time, invest some time in looking ahead and reflecting? What words of wisdom do you have for us this morning?
Well, I do. I think everybody has a tendency on their birthday to look back to see what was accomplished during the year, and then to look ahead of what is to come, and to look at the new things that are basically on the horizon. But I was going through my life vision journey pictures that you did for me, and this was the one that was speaking to me the most. And underneath it says, "See what great love the Father has lavished on me, but I should be called a child of God, and that is what I am." And that's Luke. I don't have my glasses on. I can't see which verse it is in Luke. It is Luke. Do you know, is it 5 or 3:1?
Hold it up again. Maybe between the two of us. I'll hold it here in Pennsylvania. 5:1. Luke 5:1.
Good, because I could barely read that, but I couldn't see that little bottom thing. So
I'll hold it back here for you.
I know. And the older I get, the longer my arms need to get so I can see.
This is a trombone thing.
Exactly. You know, I refuse to wear glasses. I'm still in denial about that.
Are you? I had
a little bit.
Well, you know, you use them as like a styling accessory. And then in my case, the trifocals.
Right. So, I'm reminded that I am the child of God. He chose me. He knows every hair on my head. He knows what he has in store for me. And I just need to be reminded that to keep the faith and keep walking and to keep moving forward. And that's what I just remind myself to do, is that he's got me. Mm-hmm. He's got me, and everything's going to be okay. And, you know, I don't know what he has in store for me, but I am excited to find out what that next chapter is going to be in this coming year.
Yeah. And even, you know, no matter, like I said before, no matter the circumstances, I know I just always have, it's our choice to have hope and joy and to be able to step out. And yesterday, one of my readings led me to when the disciples were on the boat on the lake and Jesus came walking toward them on the water. And Peter got out and, you know, said to him, like, you know, I want to walk towards you. And he called, so he calls all of us to get out of our boat and start walking. And I know, you know, the enemy and like the enemy will use circumstances and everything there. As we get closer to what he's calling us to do, like there's going to be the enemy trying to prevent that. So that's where in that story where, you know, the wind started to blow and he started becoming fearful and started sinking. And then Jesus was like, he's crying out to save me. And Jesus just, you know, saves him and says, you know, ye've little faith. And I don't know, I sat with that yesterday and it's amazing how many times you can reread the same verses and every time, like he just reveals something new and different. And as for me, as I'm coming up, you know, toward the new year and everything as well, that I just feel in that he has plans so far beyond what we can even plan for or comprehend. And that's exciting because no matter what, like you said, he's got our back and I know what he's calling me toward. Now I have to continue to step beyond the boat and not let the winds of 2020, of, you know, circumstances
and fear and all that get in your way, but to say yes to the opportunities that present themselves. You never know what form that will come in. So I think just the, like you said, the ability to step out yourself, outside of yourself, and say yes to things that maybe you normally wouldn't do, to try new things, because opportunity comes in many different forms.
Yes. And he's always got our back.
Yes.
You know, he's always going to turn, even if we make a poor decision, he will turn that for our good. And I, you know, in its most basic form, my husband and I say, you know, there's no such thing as a bad example, right? So even if it's something like that was a really dumb thing to do or say or think or whatever, like in the end, like the next time that scenario comes around, you know better, you know? And in that time when you realize I shouldn't have done that, or I maybe should have done that in a different way or something like that, is the time to say, thank you for showing me your wisdom. And a lot of my reading today was wrapped around choosing joy and finding, hearing the wisdom. And that was in Proverbs 8. I read Proverbs 8 and it was all about wisdom and choosing wisdom and basically choosing God's word. And to live by that in faith, stepping out of the boat, not letting fear and doubt, all the filters that I've talked about, other people's words or circumstances, like with a pandemic, anything, when those winds start blowing and we start thinking we can do this on our own, we start to sink. And that's when we realize, you know, our strength is in him, not in us. You know, right. So like you said, stepping outside of ourselves, beyond our boundaries, saying yes to the things that are presenting themselves to us, is such an awesome opportunity for wisdom, for joy, maybe we didn't even anticipate. And
what that can bring other people too.
Exactly.
And how they affect other people's lives. I know a friend of mine, she, for 30 days, she said yes to everything, whatever was presented her. She didn't say, well, I didn't want to do that, or it wasn't convenient. But if an opportunity was presented or someone asked her to do something, she said yes. And she said it was absolutely amazing what she got and how she affected other people's lives in just saying yes to possibilities that you normally wouldn't do.
Well, that's and how she, I ended up.
It was so empowering for her. Yeah,
that's awesome. I've heard other people say do that also for 30 days. Maybe we should try that, huh? Through the month of December, say yes to everything. Yeah.
Let's do that. Today's the 30th, tomorrow's the 1st. We've got 30 days. And what a great opportunity, too, for the holidays, just to really enjoy them to the most, you know, to do, go, and see things that we normally wouldn't see in that 30-day period of saying yes.
Yeah. Oh, I think that's great. And really, when I think back, a week from tomorrow is our bagpipe band Christmas party. And when I realized it was a year ago at that Christmas party that I was intrigued by the tenor drummer doing her flourishing with her mallets and stuff. And I was intrigued enough that I was being nudged. And at the end, like after they did the little presentation for the families, I approached people I didn't know any of them. I had never met them before in my lives. And I went up to the drum sergeant and I'm like, I think I'm interested in playing the tenor drum. And since I said yes to that, actually in December last year also, I said yes to my first stand-up comedy routine.
And
these are things that not only helped me make new and great friends that I would never have crossed paths with before, you know, it brought so much joy. And I still like drumming and the comedy. I took a little break on at the moment because I haven't been feeling very joyful. I probably should have just done it anyway and said yes. But you know, when I look at how much joy saying yes a year ago has brought me this past year, in, you know, I didn't even think about it until now. But yeah, I think we should. Okay, so that's the thing. And tomorrow is our first Moxie gathering on Zoom at lunchtime from 12 to 1 Eastern time. And the event is in the Moxie Sisterhood group. So if any of you Moxie sisters haven't signed up to just spend an hour or as much time as you can with us within that hour during your lunch or whatever, join us. We're going to have some little icebreakers and little topical conversation, get to know each other and kind of just hang out and help inspire one another.
I'm excited.
It'll be a lot of fun. And you know, in thinking about the month,
yes,
that's right. Just
a month of yes.
Just say yes. It doesn't cost anything to join in for an hour and see some shining faces like Donna's and
and girls.
I don't know. Sometimes I'm not. I don't feel so shiny, but no.
Oh please.
But you know, I think about it too. With, you know, getting out of the boat, like he was doing it himself, like walking toward Jesus. How cool would it have been? And maybe it's for us Moxie women and men, to get out of the boat and say, you know what, guys, come with me, hold my hand. Let's do this together. And let's not doubt. Like, and when one of us starts to doubt or be fearful, the other one's like, no, but look, Jesus is right over there. Like, we can do this. Just keep going. Don't let the fear, like, you know, infiltrate your mind or your thoughts or your, you know, give you that chill where you feel like you just have to bundle up. So like, I think I should be like, that would be a cool thing to embrace.
Yes. Let's.
So what are your plans? Do you have anything in mind, like something on your heart that you want to see in your next trip around the sun?
I think really just putting myself, I mean, I've been so closed off and not by my doing, but by the doing of the pandemic. And so I just want to open myself up to do some service, to say yes, to reach outside myself and to give back. So I want to give back, whether that may be working with seniors or, you know, I don't know. But I definitely want it to be the not only the month, but I want it to be the year of yes, and to open up those possibilities that are coming in and not be fearful and to try new things and to put myself out there more.
I like that. I like the idea of service.
Yes.
And what that could look like. So here it is.
Oh, the yes. Year of yes.
Yeah. All right. I'm gonna make like a printable or something.
Oh, I like that.
So that we can print it off and hang it up.
Post it, put it on the wall, remind myself to say yes.
That's right. Or the background of my tablet, because I like putting some of the memes that I come across in my Bible studies and stuff. I'll make them as the background photo on my tablet or my phone too. So you can do something like that. But so for me this year, I realize, you know, a lot of things where my passion is lying, where I've been kind of overlooking things. And I just thought I'd share. I'm reading a book called The 12-Week Year. I've always pretty much been a doer. Like when I get an idea, I just want to get it done, just do it and, you know, get it in there. And I don't know, I'm not sure if it's what the situation is or a combination of things. And I feel like I've got to get like fired up more. And so I'm going to read this. And it's basically instead of looking at 12 months, which is probably why in January we kind of like forget about whatever New Year's resolutions we made. Instead of looking at it 12 months, you look at 12 weeks. So, and then you take a week off and celebrate. So I'm still only a few chapters into it, but some of the other things I've seen, you're looking then at a week, 1 week is a month. And each day of the week really is a week. So it's structuring and blocking your time so that you set your goals or whatever, you know, is on your heart to accomplish at the end of 12 weeks. And you map out those steps and keep yourself accountable to accomplish that one thing. Now you still have an overall vision for your life, the year, but you're not looking at it in 12 months where everybody's cramming in like November to make the year count. You're making every day count.
Oh, I love that. I'll have to check that book.
Yeah, so I'll share more as time goes on. I have to now block the time off to read.
Right.
Not say yes to busyness and distraction, which sometimes I look at and go, oh no, I'm giving myself permission to rest, which is important, but there are times I do it at the expense of not doing some of the things that may be hard that I should be concentrating on.
Exactly. Me too. I like to give myself permission to rest a little too much. I've got that muscle worked out.
Yeah, me too.
I should develop some other muscles around that permission to rest.
I think it'll be fun, being that it's the year of yes, and maybe I'll have to come up with some challenges or questions or whatever, prompts or something to get us kind of keeping us in that realm of saying yes. And are we saying yes to the right things?
You know? Right. Exactly. So, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So yes. So what are you going to say yes to today, Donna, being that it's your birthday?
I'm just going to go out and, well, you know, saying yes to, I don't know what's going to come in today. I'm just open to the possibilities and I'm just going to kind of just treat myself it's a beautiful day today. It's 40 degrees here in Houston. So, you know, it's been 80. So the little crisp briskness that's in the air is nice. So I may take Jasper out to the dog park and take him out for a walk and kind of just, I've been inside too much. I think I need to get out and get moving. So I'm going to say yes to movement today.
Ooh, I like that. And by going to the dog park, you may be able to say, you know, yes, and take someone proverbially by the hand, hypothetically, maybe that's a better word, by the hand and inspire them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Say yes.
Say yes.
So, cool. Well, Moxie brothers and sisters, I am so glad everybody joined us today, whether it's live or the replay. And let us know what you're saying yes to. If Moxie sisters, if you'd like to join us at lunchtime tomorrow for a little of this, just some girl talk and inspiration for each other, and say yes to that, go over to the page. A Zoom link will be in there for you to join us. And let us know what you're going to say yes to. And Donna, I would love for you to at the end of the day, post in whether under the video or in the group or wherever you would like, or even on your own timeline or all, what you've said yes to today and what, you know, how it affected you or affected others, you know?
I'll definitely do that. And here's to the challenge of the month is to say yes to things you normally wouldn't say yes to and see what that leads. I'm excited about this.
I am too. And I think starting with a month is good. We can decide if it goes into a full year. Maintaining that may be a little bit of a challenge, I think, at times, but certainly to start with December. Let's end the year.
Yes, the 30-day challenge of yes.
All right. That sounds awesome. Well, my friend, Moxie brothers and sisters, thanks for being here. Donna, happy birthday.
You
are my Moxie recording. Everybody is, you know, fills our cup with Moxie, just having the opportunity to show up for you guys and, you know, let us know what's going on in your lives and where you need some Moxie or how you're celebrating your Moxie and celebrating who you are. And let's talk about that most of all. So
thanks, all right. Moxie sisters. Have a great day, everybody. Say yes and celebrate you.
Cheers.
Cheers.